1029 The Hog presents the Bob and Brian Binge.
Brought to you by Johnson Centrifugal Technologies. Looking for a new career with great benefits? Apply now at jctjobs.com.
Drinking real coffee this morning over there, Carrie?
Yeah.
Smell it.
I can smell your cologne.
Really?
So, touche. What's going
on? Both, anybody smell me?
I never smell you.
Yeah.
You're unobtrusive. You're not annoying.
You're not overly anything. Not annoying. The guy who destroyed all the voting booths yesterday at his polling place.
Did you knock down all your cube things?
It's too bad they all didn't go
like dominoes. Yeah, he had an incident yesterday.
Inconvenienced one woman.
One woman.
Yeah.
Well, it's not bad. You do that at the grocery
highly
store.
Highly agitated woman.
Some idiot.
What kind of t-shirt were you wearing?
One like this.
Okay. Just checking.
So,
I wish somebody would have had a video camera.
Normally, I feel bad about those kind of things, but this
reaction
was just so
over the top.
It was like, shut up.
Yeah.
Really? Have you never bumped something? Have you never just sort of
right? You haven't ever.
She did get marker on her hand. Just
my God!
What she couldn't
marker on the hand?
She couldn't stop writing. It just she just kept going after the paper was gone and.
Well, now I've done it. Now I have marker all over my hand.
Wow.
I would normally be chagrined at that sort of thing.
Are you all right? I'm so sorry. Well, some idiot. I just see a woman.
The first thing I asked was, are you all right?
Good. That's good. That's a good start.
And she just had her, like she just went stiff. So I had enough.
You did what you could. You did what was expected of you. Well, unexpected first and then expected. Right?
Were they still?
Did you kick the legs out of your thing or how'd you do it?
I just leaned on it to write a little bit.
Nothing unusual.
And your power
just to.
I'm a big fat guy. I lean.
But you
not true. Those things are so spindly.
But you know how you didn't just flop on it when you got in there.
No,
like dark.
I didn't put my lunch down on it or anything.
Right.
Your briefcase.
It would have gone on anybody, I'm guessing. The next person to use that booth, it was going to collapse with the lightest of touches. Or the next, maybe three people. But somebody, it was going to fall down on them, right?
I leaned on a little bit.
You didn't apply any
over.
Unusual pressure.
Well, apparently I did.
See, I want to bury you, but you're not cooperating.
Yeah.
You're supposed to say, I went in there.
I don't like to be buried.
Well, one of the 100-year-old people screwed it on wrong or something. Maybe one leg was askew.
Are they the ones putting together the volunteers?
The lady who came up to try to fix it said they didn't put these together very well this morning.
Do you think? Are you in a school situation like we are? I wonder if the school janitorial staff has to do that kind of stuff on election day.
Yeah, I voted in elementary school.
Yeah, not crowded.
I go to the fire station.
No, it wasn't.
Not crowded at all.
There was nobody there when I was there. There were like two other people voting.
So
the gals were having lunch about the time I showed up there. Oh, there's always a lot of food at my.
It's like how radio used to be.
There's so much though that I look at and go, I'll
bring the deviled eggs and then Marianne's gonna make that bread. And
looked like they were having salad about the time I showed up.
Sure, you know, fiber.
I didn't see any snacks?
No,
no. Everyone was wearing red. Does everyone have like a uniform where you go?
I didn't notice any. Like they had any particular
color. Every time
I vote,
everyone has like on a red pullover.
Oh, I don't know. That seems familiar, but now I can't. I don't know.
No.
I didn't get the I voted sticker yesterday or anything like that. There was nobody.
I didn't, but Uday did.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got. I just got the guy as I slipped my ballot into the machine.
I got that last time and an American flag.
Anyone get called some idiot?
At the voting booth? At the polling place yesterday?
That's what I got.
I usually get that when I come through the door at home, not at my polling place.
I'm right here.
Some idiot. I have marker all over my hand. Oh, my God.
So how many were attached? I mean, is it like, do three go at a time?
No, it wasn't a complete collapse. It was just I knocked my stuff inward and then trying to put
it
back
inward?
Together. Knocked one over on hers.
Oh.
It wasn't the classic boom, 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 all the way. No, so.
I wondered just one, what their collapse factor is, so, how it works.
But she was walking around in circles like someone had.
Like it was 9/11.
Yeah.
She's somebody's mom or somebody's boss.
Like she had just seen the World Trade Centers come down around her. Lady, it's a voting booth.
It was a little much.
Hair trigger. This is a hair trigger society.
Some idiots just flew airplanes into the World Trade Centers.
Yeah, this is a hair trigger type land now.
Yeah.
She lives in your community.
I'm normally properly embarrassed by my own behavior, but that time, you know, I'm
sorry.
Suck
it, old bag.
Really? I felt like saying that. Get up off the ground.
You should have cut her legs out from under her and gone, there, now complain.
Well, you're more hair triggered, too. We have to, you know, the balance is such that, of course, we all are. So her overreaction, you know, triggered you.
Triggered
and then you were done.
Underreacting or overreacting to her overreacting.
Now, the next time you go to vote.
Yeah, you got sucked in.
Now, the next time you go to vote in November, all the gals, and that's what they are at the polling place.
Yeah.
You know, sitting behind the table there. They're all going to go, that's the guy.
I always think people are seeing one of those. Look at him. Look at the way he walks. Just look at him.
The last time he was here, he knocked down 8 booths.
He nearly killed Evelyn. We had to get her out.
You're gonna be legendary now at that when you go.
Why
to
don't
vote.
I just push over everything when I walk in there?
Flip over there,
like Frankenstein walking
right
in.
There. Right, kick open the door, shove the booths over.
Put bolts on your temples just to really
those are
drive
bolts
it
in
home.
The neck.
Are they
They're
in the
not
neck?
In the temple.
Big scar on the forehead.
Forehead.
And a Caesar cut. Neck. And that's what I remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
Glad it happened. It livens things up a little bit. If everybody just goes and votes every day, you know, and it goes, you know, and you put your thing in. How was it? I voted. Yeah, I like that. I'm glad you had an experience, something to share. Because it's like the time you were called super ugly. It doesn't happen all the time, but it happened
once.
Walked
out of a building.
Yeah, and for some reason, you were picked out by some kids who are probably in their mid-40s now.
Right.
Could be.
Yeah. Yeah, we called him super ugly once.
Well, anyway, our civilization survived me going outside, so.
The only drama we ever had was a stuffed-up balloting machine, you know, wouldn't take your stuff anymore, kind of like the dollar at the vending.
Really?
You know?
Just filled
up? And so one of the 100-year-olds had to go over and open a back door and reach around and do some stuff. And he had it going in 30 seconds, maybe. Nobody freaked. Everybody remained calm.
I like the women at my voting place. They never remember me, I don't think. I don't think I've made any sort of an impression on them.
Do you think they should, though?
No, because a lot of people
scattered.
Come and go. Yeah,
it's
a lot
not
of,
every Sunday.
Right,
or
yeah, people. Yeah, there's a lot of people that come and go through that place. You know, but I never get the, like, hi, how are you? You know, like, I remember you.
Why
never
should
get,
they?
But I don't.
Because Bob thinks the sun rises and sets on him.
Jeez, you can't just have a conversation in this room.
Well, but why would
I'm
you expect
to
anyone
cheer him up.
At the voting place
I
to remember
I was going
you?
To say, he but I don't really remember who I talked to the last time I was there anyway. So
how long would it take to vote if everyone got an, oh, hi.
Yeah, you'd
oh,
go
how are the kids?
Yeah, I'd go crazy. I'd be in here going, and you know these women they talk
right,
for.
Right, I'd
yeah.
go in there swinging a 2x4. Get up, shut up, move along.
I'll turn on all these voting
booths. Right, I'll shove these over. Nah.